As you heard, Mark didn't mention the 5 documentaries nominated for the Oscars this year. One of those films is set right here in Southern California. It's called The Garden. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the film looks at how some poor immigrants battled to save a farm in an unlikely part of Los Angeles.
Shot from a helicopter, the opening scenes of The Garden are amazing. 14 acres of this lush green oasis, all surrounded by one of the grittiest concrete-filled areas of South Central Los Angeles. On the ground, the well-tended plots are filled with trees and food.
Papaya, sí. Cilantro, bananas.
The film, however, moves quickly from green to greed.
They told me they want us out of the garden. Just like that.
A group of farmers, almost all poor urban Latino immigrants, stand around an eviction notice posted at the gates of the garden they've tended for more than a decade. Filmmaker Scott Kennedy says that's when he started shooting the movie.
There was an eviction notice, and a very mysterious eviction notice with a possible backroom deal and shady sale. And the best part was that the farmers weren't leaving. They were going to stay there, and it just was a story that needed to be told.
That story would take more than 4 years of Kennedy's life to tell. He followed the battle with an influential developer who laid claim to the land and documented the farmer's battle with City Hall.
I'm old now, but I have one little piece of hell to raise, and that's around these farmers.
And Kennedy cheered when the farmers won court battles.
You all should congratulate yourselves because you fought a good fight and you stood up to the plot.
But ultimately, they lost the war to save the farm and had to watch bulldozers level it. Throughout the protracted struggle and the filmmaker's deft storytelling, alliances shift and ideals are questioned and forsaken. Kennedy says he's drawn to stories that challenge America's core principles of justice for all and political transparency.
That's one of the things that fascinates me about the story, how hard it is to maintain that line and what can detract us from that line, greed and self-interest and race and class and all these other things.
This is Kennedy's second feature documentary focusing on one of L.A.'s poorer communities, but his first to ever get an Oscar nomination. He said when he read about the nomination on the Academy Awards website, he and his wife screamed, then cried.
And a lot of just, yeah, really not like, not believing it for a while. Like, did a friend spend a lot of money to put up a fake website? You know, I mean, you don't know what happens. So, but it's been an amazing, amazing honor.
Many of the farmers featured in The Garden feel the same way. But Tezo Somok, or Tezo, one of the leaders in the fight to save the farm, says it's hard to watch so many years of his life turned into a commodity.
I mean, my life has been reduced to 80 minutes, right? And I mean, it was very painful.
Tezo inherited his plot at the garden from his father.
So I worked his plot for a couple of years until we were evicted. And then that same year that we were evicted, he passed away too. So it was a double blow for me.
But Tezo and a handful of the evicted farmers have begun farming again. They formed a co-op and bought 85 acres outside Los Angeles. Every Sunday, they can be found at the Hollywood Farmers Market selling their organic produce. Alberto Glatelo left his job at a downtown L.A. garment factory to work full-time at the new farmer's co-op.
Estamos como un árbol cuando lo podaron.
He says he wants to prove to the community that the farmers are like a tree that has had its branches cut but lives on. He says the fight for the garden left them with scars, but much stronger than before. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.